G.O., friend of those who want no friends, as we place a little sound next to your ear. We've had many requests for this, namely my theme song. It's called Frog March by Ted Heath. This was recorded back about 1958 or 57. It's no longer available, so we thought we'd play as much of it as possible. So, get your frogs ready now, and here we go! This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. take a peek at the old clock on the wall, shall we? Well, I can see by that it's time to have the old clock on the wall fixed, mainly because two of the hands are bent over here. Let me straighten them out. Hi, and welcome to the Music Guy Show with G.O. This is Gary Owens, and we'll be around for a spell. Today on the program, you'll be hearing such names as Pert Babette Klosowski, Marigold Copernicus, Sophia La Dolce Vita, Emil Fern, Earl C. Festoon, Bathsheba Minoso, Larson E. Whipsnade, Earl C. Festoon, and scads of others, perhaps lesser known, but great talents just the same. Here's one. Well, yoicks and verily, as we say seldom, Jack Ross and his magic horn and the Limehouse Blues. Hello again and welcome to the Music Guy Show. And this is Gary Owens, friend of those who want no friends. A laconic Return the Paper Plates episode upcoming and a few interesting surprises. Looking over my trivia file here again today, let's see what we get. Oh, North Dakota is the state that gets the most below zero weather. Did you realize that? Have you ever been in North Dakota? Do you ever plan on being in North Dakota? Benjamin Franklin never patented any of his inventions. Really? I thought he patented the eyeglasses, the bifocals and the trifocals. Is that a fact? Well, only three U.S. cities were planned as capitals. Raleigh, North Carolina, Indianapolis, and Washington, D.C. And here's a fact that you probably have all been waiting for. Saccharin is 550 times sweeter than sugar. However, ants won't eat it. I had two of them over at my house just today, and they wouldn't at all. Bulls are colorblind. The jelly bean contains 8 calories. In Ohio, women may not be employed as meter readers. A friend of mine, Don French, and I used to do a serial in San Antonio, Texas, called The Adventures of Peter LeMeter, the Water Meter Reader. And we don't remember what happened to it, or us, as far as that goes. And the average American takes 17 breaths a minute. So there you go. Little thing for your trivia notebook today from the Music Guy program. This is Alan Copeland and the Alan Copeland Swingers, Count Basie in the orchestra, and Old Lady Be Good. Copeland and the Alan Copeland Singers, of all people, and Count Basie in the orchestra. Well, this is the Music Guy Show with G.O. A profound statement was once given concerning our nation. What I believe America should exalt above everything else is the sovereignty of thoughtfulness and sympathy and vision. As against the grosser impulses of mankind, no nation can live without vision, and no vision will exalt a nation except the vision of real liberty and real justice and purity of conduct. Every citizen of the United States has a responsibility to be, through his actions, an ambassador of his country. He should conduct himself with his responsibility constantly in mind, for it is through personal contact that the most lasting impression is formed for the people of other nations, something you should remember. Here's something that you should hear in just a moment. I'm going to hold the album cover up so you can see what it is. See that? Matt Monro. And When Sunny Gets Blue. And you'll hear it in just a shake or two.
Now, another page from the Crime Stoppers notebook.
Today, we will discuss precautions to take to keep your car from being stolen. Keep your keys with you. Roll up all the windows and make sure that all doors are locked. If you follow this procedure, it is very unlikely that anyone will steal your car. This is true mainly because you will still be sitting in it.
When Sunny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. so what can matter? No sweet love a man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stirs the trees. Wind that sets the leaves to swaying, like some violins are playing weird and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. That's how she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile, changed her style. Somehow she's not the same. But memories will fade, and pretty dreams will rise up where her other dreams fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lonely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
Contribution to music, Matt Monro. Thank you, Mattman. And When Sunny Gets Blue. A little later on the Gary Owens Music Guy show, we'll be playing half of that song, not the same song. We've got Tony Hatch and his recording of Sunny upcoming a little bit later. Well, stand by, because not too many minutes from now, Return the Paper Plates returns. Here's Grace Marquet, who's a cutie pie. We discovered Grace, not too long ago, last year, as a matter of fact, playing softball against our team. Grace played with the Playboy Bunnies. And at that point, I knew she had talent when she spiked me at second base in our softball game that we played at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California. She's from Philadelphia, and she is a great songstress.
When hearts are passing in the night, in the lonely night, then they must hold each other tight, oh so very tight, and take a chance that in the light, in tomorrow's light, they'll stay together. So much in love. And in the silence of the mist, of the morning mist, when lips are waiting to be kissed, longing to be kissed, where is the reason to resist and deny a kiss that holds a promise of happiness? Though yesterday still surrounds you with warm and precious memory, maybe for tomorrow we can build a new dream for you and me. This glow we feel is something rare, something really rare. So come and say you want to share, want to really share the beauty waiting for us there, calling for us there, that only loving can give the heart. When life is passing in the night, in the rushing night, a man or woman in the night, in the lonely night, must take a chance that in the light, in tomorrow's light, they'll be together. So much in love, together, so much in love. So tell me, you're not afraid to take a chance, really take a chance. Let your heart begin to dance, let it sing and dance to the music of a glance.
Grace Marquet and the theme from A Man and a Woman. Motion picture, moon picture music for you. Grace told me the last time she was in New York, she found out the best way to solve the parking problem there is to simply buy cheap cars and leave them.
Our hidden microphone takes you to the office of a vanishing breed, the general practitioner.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, you know how susceptible I am to the flu, Doc.
Yes.
Or could you give me a shot?
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
Tony Hatch and the orchestra here on the Gary Owens Music Guy program. Let's take a peek back into Memoriesville, as they seldom say in radio. 1855 is the year we're going to peek at today. Some of the big tunes at that time. Some of you old-timers may remember these. Come Where My Love Lies Dreaming. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Melody in F was a piano solo by Anton Rubinstein. The Sword of Bunker Hill was a big tune in 1855, and Twinkling Stars Are Laughing, Love, another one that everyone was humming in those days. The expression Almighty Dollar was coined by Washington Irving. Where are you from? Let's see, what was the question man that Steve Allen used to do? Are you from Seattle, Saul? And then the question, that was the question, the answer was Washington Irving. But I've confused it somehow. Anyway, he did that in his book of stories and sketches called Wolfert's Roost and Miscellanies. Yeah, I like the first one better. Western Union Telegraph Company was founded in that year. One of its directors was Ezra Cornell, later the founder of Cornell University. And after that, the founder of Ezra University. James Oliver of Indiana invented the iron plow in 1855. Shucks, I still have the same old iron one that I've used for years. Dentistry made new strides when the American Charles Goodyear Jr. patented the process of making dental plates of hard rubber. Matter of fact, back in 1855, my great-great-grandfather, Fern Owens, used to have a fun time there. In case of a blowout, he used to tie a big-mouthed friend to the front wheel of his car, and it would work till he got to a filling station. Also in that year, the San Francisco Call Bulletin was founded as a daily newspaper, and the suspension bridge at Niagara Falls connecting the U.S. was completed. In 1855, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow published his narrative poem, The Song of Hiawatha. So it was a big year, and a lot of things happened at that time. Thank you, Jack. Jack Jones. And Somewhere My Love. Today, in the Gary Owens building, we're speaking with Mr. Harold Fien, Vice President of the Kornelimoffen Foundation of the United States. Mr. Fien, your group has done so much for the betterment of the world. Would you explain just how your organization functions?
No.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Harold Fien, Vice President of the Kornelimoffen Foundation of the U.S. Transcribed.
Green dog, What's that going on behind the green door? That's a group called the Swingin' Six. All seven of them there. That old Jim Lowe favorite. Well, Gary has gone out to get a drink of water, and I'm taking over in the meantime as we switch again for the national test. And here is Walter Cronkbite. Come in, Walter.
Hi, this is Walter Cronkbite in Washington with part 241 of the National Driver's Test. Here's the question. If the car on the left is going north at 57 miles an hour, and the car on the right is going east at 49 miles an hour, which one is a convertible? A, the car on the left. B, the car on the right. C, all three. D, the Chevy. Time's up. The answer is yes. Out of our sample group of 200 automobile dealers, 173 of them handled their own financing. Now, back to our studios.
I will walk the earth, swim it seven seas to find my true love. Go no matter where to find him, come what may, to be near him and hear his voice, to behold him and know his touch. For the love of my one true love, I pray. Oh, grandioso y mi voz, escucha mis rezos. Laya la taya sabatana de María, laya la taya sabatana de María. Make this my last lonely night, bring his love tomorrow.
She has such a great voice, Vicky Carr, and Laya Ladaya Reza. Say, when you discuss our system of government, be sure of your facts. Now, here are just a few. The United States is a federal union of 50 states. The federal constitution outlines the structure of the national government, its powers, and its activities. Other activities are the responsibility of the individual states, which have their own constitutions and laws. Be familiar with the facts of our nation. A good nation notion for you right there. Les McCann has a great sound. You'll hear that in just a jiffy on the Music Guy Show with G.O.
Hey, is it true blondes have more fun?
Yes, it is.
Good. Hand me the bleach.
McCann, here on the Gary Owens Music Guy program. Well, let me get seated over here at the piano. Loosen my tie. There we are. Now I'll loosen my shirt. There we are. Time for my imitation of Arthur Prysock. Stella by Starlight. Arthur Prysock. Well, let me get set up here. There we are. How's that? Okay? Stand by as we present another laconic episode of Return the Paper Plates.
You remember last time at the big Hollywood party, Julia told Carl that he needed a gimmick to make it big in Hollywood. Now, moments later, still at the party, Julia and Carl are deep in thought. It is Julia who speaks first.
Think, Carl. What is there about you that is different?
Nothing that I know of, Julia. I'm really very average.
But there must be something. Some physical characteristic that sets you apart from others.
Well, I don't have a nose.
Oh, Carl, thousands of people don't have noses. And besides, you do have one.
I do? Well, I'll be darned.
Think, Carl.
How about dandruff? I have that.
Well, that's sort of unique, but not quite it.
Well, there is one thing.
What's that, Carl?
My mother always said that I have a very pretty right foot.
Really?
Yes.
Kids, gather around. Yeah. Hey, what is it?
Okay,
quiet, everybody. All right, Carl. Take off your right shoe and sock.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Carl, this is it. From now on, you'll be known as the Foot.
Mother would have been so proud.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss the next exciting episode when Carl's mother, via long-distance telephone from heaven, says,
I would have been so proud.
Oh,
great Duke Ellington sound on the G.O. Music Guy Show, and don't get around mulch anymore. Well, I think if we scurry along, we can have this great sound from the Baja Marimba Band and the Adventures of Georgie Girl. Unfortunately, my microphone wasn't turned on during the entire song, and you didn't hear me vocalizing. That was the Baja Marimba Band, an offshoot of the Tijuana Brass, with Herb Alpert directing both groups, as a matter of fact. Well, I think it's almost theme time as we sneak along and pack up our troubles in this old kit bag that I have over here. There we are. Hand me the rest of those troubles. Thank you. There we are. I'll put these in here, and we're set for another show. This is Music Guy Gary Owens, hoping that things are going well with you. And remember, always be insegrevious. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.